Today we want to talk about the sanctified imagination. Sanctified imagination. How to use the Word of God to tune our imagination. I've had people text me, call me, says all kinds of stuff. They see all kinds of stuff. And if they don't take time, or many times, that thing they see will end up being a reality. What can be done? What they should do that I should pray for them? And most of the times they are disappointed by my response. It's not a matter of prayer. It's a matter of tuning your antenna to receive right signal. Your antenna is receiving the wrong signal. In other words, sanctified imagination is a central system or a central control system when it comes to our reality on the face of the earth. You agree with me that is according to 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18, the Bible says there is a visible reality and there is an invisible reality. The visible reality, Bible calls it, is temporal, but the invisible reality, Bible calls it, is permanent. In other words, since we have the visible reality and the invisible reality, our imagination is the bridge that causes the invisible reality to become visible. In other words, let's see the scripture. Genesis 1:26. I'm taking my time to explain some stuff. Genesis 1:26. The Bible said, let us make man in our image. Pay attention and see the sequence of action. Let us make man in our image. But in Genesis 2:7, the Bible said, man was formed out of dust. In other words, the first statement was a statement God made because he had seen man in his imagination or in his imagination, the end of man before man began. But in Genesis 2:7, man becomes a reality. In other words, creation starts from your imagination. Is a nation of a is a root of your life. Creation starts from imagination, then formation precedes. In other words, after creation starts from your imagination, the formation follows suit. How do I function in this sanctified imagination? How to use the Word of God to tune my imagination? In Genesis 6:5, when some group of guys was in the event of Tower of Babel, God says through an angel, let us go down and see what these men are doing. That you know that every imagination of the thought of man is only evil. May I submit to you, we are shouting the Ajiferika, Ajiferika, Ajiferika. But Ajifer is a product of what comes out of our imagination. It's a strong nation. The strong nation on earth is the imagination of man. Praise Master Jesus. In Luke 1:51, Bible said God shows strength with his arm. He scattered the proud in the imagination of his heart. And this brings me to, what is the imagination? What is imagination? I will come in different facets what imagination is. I just explained to you now, there is a visible reality, there is an invisible reality. There is the Bible says the visible reality is temporal, but the invisible reality is permanent. There is a bridge that causes the invisible acts of God to become visible. That bridge that causes the invisible acts of God to become visible is what you call imagination. In other words, imagination is the bridge that causes the invisible acts of God to become visible. Two, what is this imagination? Imagination is the organ of knowledge, the visual screen of our being where pictures and images comes to or are captured. If you want to use our normal day language, which is bigger than that, is the Instagram of our being is our imagination. In other words, imagination is a visual screen of our being where images and pictures is being captured or being taken or being released. In other words, our imagination is not just the bridge between the invisible and the visible. It's also the visual screen of our mind, of our being, where pictures or images, both in the mind of God and in the heart of the enemy, is being captured. Praise Master Jesus. This very thing we call dream. Dream happened in that screen called the screen of our being, which is our imagination. Seeing the spirit happens in our imagination. Praise Master Jesus. Now, if even scientifically has been proven that anything you look at registers 16 times in your brain. In other words, if you look at a negative picture, it registers 16 times in your brain. When you are alone, those pictures will start playing back again. The question should be, how do I function in sanctified imagination using the word of God? How do I tune it? In Proverbs 20 verse 27, the Bible said, the spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah, searching all his innermost parts. That means our innermost being has parts. The spirit of man is the lamp of God, searching all his innermost parts. One of the innermost parts of our being is our imagination. Praise Master Jesus. How do I function in that sanctified imagination? What I'm dealing with is a very strong and very important subject that if you can hear me, say, I can hear you. Praise Master Jesus. It's a very strong subject that's messed up a lot of lives. In Colossians 3, 1-3, before I use that scripture as an anchor to show us how to tune our imagination, I've heard stories of people. They said they just have a picture in their imagination where they were living abroad, and they had a picture where they returned back to their village, not even back to Nigeria, to their village. And within 6-7 months, that very thing becomes a reality. No person practices wickedness without involving his imagination. The same way, the only thing that is that the people of God has left that very subject, that very important part of our being, and any living. Praise Master Jesus. Imagination is very so strong. In Galatians 3, I will start 1-3, but I will start from verse 1. The Bible said, see yourself co-raised with Christ. See yourself co-raised with Christ. How do you see yourself? See yourself in your imagination co-raised with Christ. Now, ponder or meditate or juggle the consequences of your co-inclusion in Him. Relocate yourself mentally. How do you relocate yourself mentally? Is to use your imagination to engage the reality of the throne room. Again, it says engage your thought, which means engage your imagination with throne room realities where you are co-seated with Christ in the executive authority of the God's right hand. In other words, how do I function in sanctified imagination, or how do I use the word of God to tune my imagination to align with the pictures of God, only the images that flows from the heart of the Father, only? How? Because our imagination is a screen, the visual screen of our being. If you don't tune it to God's frequency, the enemy will use that screen to post all kinds of nonsense. How do I use the word of God to tune my imagination to align with God's heart, God's mind, God's frequency alone? How? And Bible shows us how. In Colossians 3 verse 1, it says, see yourself co-raised with Christ. Now, ponder or meditate or juggle the consequences of your co-inclusion in Him. You locate yourself mentally. Engage your thoughts, your imagination with true realities, where you are co-seated with Christ in the executive authority of His right hand. The question should be, how do I use this scripture to tune my imagination to God's frequency? You remember in Isaiah 55, 9, 10, 11, The Bible says, as heaven is higher than earth, so the God's ways and God's thoughts is higher than man's ways and man's thought. In other words, as you engage God's thought and his ways, you engage with a higher frequency. And once you engage with a higher frequency, pictures in that frequency, it's so simple. It's like in a radio station or a television station, so to say, programs to be aired, and those things that have been aired, the transmitters and their systems will convert those things being aired into pictures and it become visual. Or the same thing as I'm talking now, because you are tuned in to the frequency of 88.5 in ABS, everything I'm saying, you are hearing it because you are tuned into that frequency. If you tune your television to the frequency of ABS as well, once anything that is being done within the ecosystem of ABS, you'll be hearing it. In other words, our imagination is the antenna of our being to tune our being into the frequency of the divine. If you don't tune your imagination to align with the frequency of God, you will be receiving all kinds of nonsense. Bets me, all kinds of. Then how do we use the word of God to tune? I want to use Colossians 3, 1, verse 1 as my anchor scriptures to show us. First of all, the Bible said, see yourself co-raised with Christ. In other words, imagine yourself co-raised with Christ. 1, 2. The Bible said, also now, ponder, meditate, consequences, and their co-inclusion. Locate yourselves mentally. Engage your thought, imagination with throne room realities where you are considered as Christ. In other words, use your imagination and see yourself where you are considered as one with Christ. Some might be asking, I have not seen the Christ throne. How will I see that throne? How will I see where I'm considered? Hey, in Daniel 7 verse 9, I want to make this so simple. In Daniel 7 verse 9, the Bible says that the throne of God is like a fiery flame, or like a flame of fire. The throne of God is like a fiery flame, or the flame of fire. You have your candle. That light that's on your candle is a flame. You have your gas cooker. That light in your gas cooker is a flame. In other words, use your imagination and see yourself sitting inside of a gas cooker flame, or inside of a flame. As you see yourself co-seated inside of that place, the Bible said, as you see yourself co-seated as one with Christ, engage your thought with throne room realities. In the throne room, what happens there? The Father is there, Jesus is there, angelic forces are there, the beings and creatures of glory are there. In other words, use your imagination, flood your imagination with the images that is found in the throne room. Some might be arguing, but I've not seen the throne room before. Hey, you have seen. One of the things that happens in the throne room are angelic movements. And in Ephesians 3, verse 2, the Bible says, an angel appeared to Moses as a flame of fire. In other words, if angel appeared to Moses as a flame of fire, one of the movements in the throne room that has to do with the angelic forces, see, you use your imagination, see yourself where you are seated inside of a flame. As you see yourself seated inside a place, that very place, that very flame, also use your imagination and see that flame moving around you. As it's moving around you, also in 1 John 1:5, the Bible said, God is light. In your imagination, you see light flooding your imagination and the flame of fire moving around where you are. And keep on meditating this word consistently. I have co-seated as one with Christ in the executive authority in the throne room. I am co-seated as one with Christ. I am co-seated as one with Christ in the executive authority in the throne room. I am. As you use your imagination, see yourself seated in that flame. Also, use that imagination, see light moving here and there. So maybe again, I've not seen light before. No, you have seen one. Use the one in your house as an anchor point. Use your imagination, capture the light in your house. Use your imagination, capture the flame in your own house. Call that flame Jehovah. By faith, as you stay in that realm of by faith, the King of Glory will shift from that by faith to reality. Praise Master Jesus. As you start using those pictures to flood your imagination, you are tuning your imagination to the frequency of the divine. And the more you tune your imagination to the frequency of the divine, everything that is found within that ecosystem of that frequency will start flowing towards your direction. That's how we cause the invisible acts of God to become visible. In other words, the invisible realities of the throne room realities will start flowing towards our direction consistently and continually. This is how to tune our imagination using the word of God. Ujujuna scripture. Now the problem is that let me warn you. Once you start, it is war. Why do I call it war? Once you start using the scripture to tune your imagination, you start seeing pictures of where you were when you were 3 or 4 years old. You stole meat from your mother's pot. When you were 5 years old, you stole pencil. When you are 7 years old, you caught somebody. Your imagination will start wandering everywhere. No problem. As it wanders out, bring it back. How do you bring it back? You focus back to that flame of fire. As it wanders out, bring it back. It's a practice. Practice. Maybe give yourself 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening, or during the day, you pick 5 minutes here and there. You just imagine flame of fire and say, I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority in the throne room. I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority in the throne room. Let there be a picture in your imagination. Feed your imagination pictures. If negative pictures start cropping up, just say, I yield it to the flame of the love of God. Continue what you're doing. Any picture that comes, don't be afraid. I yield that picture to the flame of the love of God, because the love of God is like a blazing flame. I yield that picture, these pictures that is not of Jesus, I yield it to the flame, the fiery flame of the love of God. Continue what you are saying. I am co-seated as one with Christ. I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority in the throne room. Use your imagination. See light going left, right, center. The same imagination. Focus on the flame of fire. In Philippians 4 verse 8, Bible said, meditate on things that are good, on the things are noble. There are things God has shown you. Maybe your greatness, your mandate, your assignment in the dream, your marriage. As you are saying, I am co-seated as one with Christ in his throne room, in his executive authority, picture those ones. Use your imagination will wander away. It's normal. If it wanders away, bring it back. How do you bring it back? Refocus again. It wanders away, bring it back. How do you bring me back? You focus again. As you start doing it consistently, let me share with you. As you do this consistently, even what you call dreams or nightmare will completely stop. Why? Because your imagination is tuned into the frequency of the divine. Praise Master Jesus. All kinds of nonsense. Praise Master Jesus. If I'm studying scripture, I use my imagination to paint pictures in my imagination. As I paint pictures and I'm meditating, those pictures are in my imagination consistently. I am. Praise Master Jesus. I am. This is how to tune your imagination to the frequency of the divine. This is how to have your sanctified imagination. Do it consistently. Maybe when you are growing up, you have so much trauma. And that trauma is affecting your life. Anytime it comes, no way, no problem. Leave those traumas. Stop asking God to stop it. Lord, I don't want this trauma. Take this trauma away. Leave it. Let the trauma be there. Just subject it to the thought of God. What is the thought of God? The word of God expressed in the Bible. Pick one scripture. I just showed you one. There are many of them. Why I'm dwelling on this? So that it will address the point correctly. That is to say, see yourself erased with Christ. Relocate yourselves mentally. Engage your thoughts, your imagination with the throne room realities. What are the things that happens in the throne room? Angelic movement. The Father government administration and expression of his fullness of who he is. The glory of God and everything happens in the throne room. Everything that is awesome happens in the throne room. The Bible said in the book of Revelation that thundering, lightning are coming out of that throne. What do? You can use your imagination and paint a picture of lightning and thundering coming out of your being. Your mind, your imagination will wander away. If it wanders away, bring it back. How do you bring it back? Refocus back again. Speak in tongues. You quiet yourself again. Keep on meditating. I am considered as one with Christ in his executive authority in the heavenly realms or in the throne room. Everything I just said now will not make sense if you are yet to come into Christ. This is how to use the scripture to there are scriptures. And the more you tune your imagination, the more you see in the spirit realm. Yes. The more you tune your imagination to the frequency of the divine, the more you see in the spirit realm. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said now will not make sense to you or will never be useful to you if you're yet to say, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Please say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh, you died for me, you were raised in my name, you were glorified in my name. That I confess your Lordship over my life, that you are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Even while I'm praying, I'm having visions of God. As I'm praying, I'm having visions of God, which I'll start mentioning now. Praise Master Jesus. The more you tune your imagination, you won't even know which one is the physical realm or which one is the spirit realm. Because two of them will be interlapping with each other. Will you know which one is which one? Praise Master Jesus. I make journeys. I listen to people's conversation. Anything I want to hear, I will hear them. Why? I'll paint that scenario in my imagination, hold it forth, live in a very short period of time, few seconds, I'm in. I'm going to be listening to whoever I want to listen. Praise Master Jesus. The same prayer of salvation in Igbo. Say, Lord, I chine kem. Ekwa nibya no de made. Ni si na ubinye ni is na ubinye ni him. Ne jizo no mne kutite ni buzo yamo na yizoptem. Na anabata mundu ebi ebi. In Jesus' name, amen.